Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Susan, you're on the air. Dr. Joy Brown, hi.
Hi. Okay, I know you want to keep this quick, so I'll cut to the quick. Driving my 17-year-old, almost 18, and she reminds me every day that she's almost 18.
Of course.
Home from her figure skating, which she's very serious about, going to take a year off from school and try to get to nationals.
Mm-hmm.
I was happened to be watching her that day. I don't watch often, only when she, quote, allows me to, because when I watch, she says she doesn't do as well because of my beady eyes staring at her.
Well, then, I mean, that's in some ways it's flattering. It means that she wants to do well for you. She wants to perform.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is that this wonderful kid, and I mean she's aces to the max, except for these violent rages that she has no remorse for. I get in the car with her. She questions, you know, she didn't do well yesterday, and she questioned me, asked me what she did wrong, and I'm a trainer of a different sport, and I said, well, because I'm observant, I said, well, you did this, this, and this, and they've been telling you this, this, and this for 4 years, so it's time for you to get it or move on.
Ooh, Mom!
And, yeah, Mom's very straightforward.
Yeah, but, Mom, that was not very smart.
Well,
I mean, listen, if I said to you, look, Susan, you've been coming to therapy for 4 years. You're still asking the same stupid question. Why are you doing that? Especially if I'm right, you're going to be furious with me. That is what she was asking. She was saying, tell me, you know, what you saw, which I think is a statement of trust. And for you to say, you never listen, it's been going on, ooh, that's nagging, Mom.
Well, it's not so much nagging.
Yes,
I don't
it was.
Agree with that. Because I agree with that, after you've spent thousands and thousands of dollars and you've changed coaches 8 times and each
Susan,
coach
you can say, Susan, you have every right to say, I'm not going to pay for this. But I think your daughter, in a very vulnerable moment, was asking something of you when you unloaded on her. I don't think that's okay.
All right, well, you'll be happy to know that she unloaded by beating me up with a water bottle till I almost had a head-on collision.
No, I mean, of course that's not okay.
Car.
I mean, listen, Susan.
And then tell
Susan,
me that
Susan,
she
Susan, Susan.
Me to fall off a horse and die.
Susan, it sounds like she has the DNA from you. All I said was she was vulnerable. You responded inappropriately. But why would you assume that I would think it was okay for her to hit you with a water bottle? Of course I would not. That's inappropriate. She's old enough to behave better than that. She can say, Mom, that isn't what I asked you. But, I mean, you unloading on me doesn't make it okay. Of course you
I
did.
I told her the truth.
No, Susan, you didn't tell her the truth. You unloaded on her, number one. Susan, look, you can't call me up and ask my opinion and then be furious with me. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm not furious with you, but I don't think that was
What's
unloading.
Your question?
I think that was telling her the truth.
Well, we have a difference of opinion, don't we, Susan? And you
yes,
probably
you
have
do.
A vested interest in believing what you're believing, and I have no vested interest. I'm completely uninvolved in this. What do I care? So maybe we should look at that. What's your question?
Well, my question was, why does she have these violent rages oftentimes unprovoked and has no remorse?
Do you have any remorse for telling me that I thought it would be okay that she hit you with a water bottle?
Do I have any remorse for telling you?
Yeah. For you saying to me, when I said I thought you unloaded on her, you said, well, then you think it would be okay. Then you'll be glad that she hit me with a water bottle. So I almost had a crash. That's what you said to me. Do you have any remorse about that?
I think she was entirely in the wrong, if that's what you're asking me.
Well, then we know where your daughter gets her attitude from her mother. Listen, my dear, you're both two strong women. That's a good thing. Your daughter, in a moment of trust, said to you, Mom, tell me what I did wrong. All she was asking for was a critique of that moment. For you to then go into your frustrated place and say, for 4 years people have been telling you that, is nagging. Clearly. She was asking you for something specific. You took the opportunity and her vulnerability to do something that was really uncalled for, which is to tell her that for 4 years she's been a jerk and that she doesn't listen to anybody and yada. All she was saying was, Mom, what did I do wrong today? That's all you had to answer. Do I think her hitting you with a water bottle is okay? Of course I don't. and that's why I asked you if you felt any remorse about saying that to me. You clearly don't. Both of you feel that you're always right. Difficult. I mean, in the long run, you've raised a strong, opinionated kid. But I think in order to deal better with your kid, and I assume that's really your question to me, I think you have to look at, first of all, how similar the two of you are, that you're always going to be right, that understand that your daughter, on some level, really respects you and really values your opinion. Be careful about abusing that trust, because she does. I don't know a whole lot of 17, almost 18-year-old girls who would say to their mom, tell me what I did wrong. So when she does that, because clearly she respects you, clearly she's nervous around you, instead of sort of using it as a global way of criticizing her, tell her what she did wrong. You may also tell her, because if you're coaching somebody else's kid, you tell her what she did right. Do I think raising a teenager is a frustrating job? Absolutely. Do I think that sometimes it's okay to show that frustration? Maybe, maybe not. The point is that sort of unloading like that makes us feel better at the moment. It doesn't really make us feel better in the long run, because it's bullying and really doesn't advance our cause at all, because your daughter's now going to be much more reluctant to ask your opinion about something. Do I think anybody's ever allowed to hit anybody with anything in their hands? Never, under any circumstances. It also seems to me that one of the things the two of you can learn from this, among other things, is that you don't have these discussions in the car. Because I think emotional discussions in the car are poison. They're really dangerous. It's one of the reasons I'm not very much a fan of cell phones in cars, because quite often those emotional discussions happen over cell phones, and they're dangerous. But if I were you, and I'm sure you're not going to listen to this, well, that's not fair. I would hope you would listen to this. That you go to your daughter and say, you know what, I did something really stupid, in that you asked me for a specific criticism and I unloaded my frustration on you. That's not fair, and I appreciate you asking and being vulnerable enough to ask me to critique you, and from now on I will be very specific and limited in my response, number one. Number two, I think we should have these discussions somewhere other than the car, because I think they're emotional for both of us, and maybe taking a walk or going and, you know, getting a cappuccino together or something might be a better way to discuss this. Number three, you're not allowed to hit me, and I'm not allowed to hit you. So let's both agree that that's not an okay behavior. And then you may need to decide, Susan, whether you really want to be in the position to critique your kid. It sounds to me that to a certain level, there's that the two of you are very volatile around one another, and maybe saying to her, look, I'll tell you what, it makes you nervous when I come. It makes me feel like you really want me to critique you. And maybe it's better that I have the role of mom, not coach, that I'll just support you, I'll come to your meets, and I'll applaud you, because maybe that's a better role for me as cheerleader rather than coach. You have coaches, you listen to them, and I'll stay out of it. Because I think you may have an easier relationship with one another if you get out of that role of being a critic.
Yeah, and we really do need to be careful, because our kids are going to be, it's so unusual for a kid to say, tell me what you think. And I think all of us, it's not just you. I mean, I was in the position, if it makes you feel any better, where at one point, my daughter, although other people have done it as well, have said, well, gee, what do you think about this guy? And I've occasionally, although I've certainly learned not to do it, have been honest with them about it. And it's a disaster, because you don't know what's motivating the person who says, tell me about this. Quite often what they're saying is, approve my choices. But whatever, I think that anytime someone says, tell me what you really think, what we need to do is take a step back and do a couple of things. First of all, say, do you really want to know? Because sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just want approval. Sometimes they are hoping that they have an answer in mind or a response in mind. And if you know in your own mind that it's not going to be positive and it's probably not what they wanted to hear, at least give them some sense that what the likelihood of the tenor is going to be, so you don't sandbag them. Because somebody asking your opinion is in a very vulnerable position. They're vulnerable. And if you're going to say something negative, you want to keep it very specific to the situation, not, for example, someone saying, well, do you like this guy? Well, no, you always pick bad guys. That's, bad idea. So understand that someone asking for your opinion, if it's going to be negative, be very, very gentle about it. And it's perfectly okay to say, what do you think about it? What do you think you did right? Or how do you think about the guy? Be careful about the seduction. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, for those of you who think that all of my listeners are going to nominate me for sainthood, you just had a counterexample. And, you know, it's okay that my job is really to... I'll tell you how I've always viewed this job, which is that essentially... I don't have a program if you guys are leading happy, healthy lives, right? So I've always felt incredibly grateful that people would call and talk with me about what's going on in their lives because that's what my job is. And so my commitment to you, my part of that equation is that I will do whatever I can to give you something that you didn't have at the beginning of that call before you end up. You may not like it. You may not want it. But that's up to you. My job is to make sure that there's something there for you. And if you don't use it, it's up to you. And sometimes, I mean, every once in a while, people are very happy with me, which is lovely. But it's not a requirement. You don't have to. You don't have to say. I mean, you guys are unfailingly polite. I don't think anybody's actually ever sworn at me. At least not any time recently. I can remember. Maybe I just blocked it out. But you don't actually have to be grateful. I mean, this is my job. But you guys are basically very polite to me, and I appreciate it. So, 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. All right, how about an email? Because at least no one will be angry with me about it, or at least not obviously angry with me, not on the phone angry about it.
Let's go to Tracy. This is actually a Facebook message.
Okay.
Tracy says, Dr. Joy, many years ago I heard you talking about life after an infidelity and how much more difficult it is for the spouse who did not cheat. Any chance there is a link in which I can share with a dear friend to hear you talk about this? He's beating himself up for being angry. I tried to explain what you said, but my memory is not as good as the real thing. Much thanks.
I'm trying to think if there probably is something, but you know, let me talk about it now, and then you can just link him to this. My deal with, I'll tell you the circumstances where I evolved this, is that the betrayed spouse, and I hesitate to use the word betrayed just because it carries so much emotional baggage, but the person who is the wounded partner, let's say that, okay, in an affair, I think has a right to demand, and you don't hear me use that word very often, demand three things. Number one, why did it happen? Number two, how can you assure me that it'll never happen again? And what's in it for me should it happen? And the way that I evolved that scenario was a number of years ago, a woman called me, and said she'd been married for 24, 25 years, and she felt her husband had been cheating on her essentially for after the first 6 months of the marriage, you know, for 25 years. And she was on her way to the lawyer's office to sign the final decree, to sign the divorce papers. And her husband had called her and said, I need one more chance. I really love you. I understand how close I came to losing the only woman I'll ever love. And I said, do you love him? And she said, yeah, I do. I said, well, all right, here's the deal. I said, what does he value the most in the world? She said, his boat. I said, okay, here's the deal. I would go in, since you're already having to pay for the lawyers anyway, and say to him, here's the deal. Because he had given all these explanations of why he cheated and how it was all going to be different and yada, yada. So I said, go in and say to him in front of the lawyers, and you can call your lawyer ahead of time and have him drop the papers that say, if you ever cheat on me again, I get the boat. And whatever financial settlement, because I think that had already been worked out. I said, one of several things will happen. Either he will say, yeah, absolutely, I'll sign that because I'm never going to cheat again. And yeah, you can have the boat and my left arm. Or he'll say, I need to think about it, at which point, walk away. Or he will say, no, I'm not going to sign it, at which point, walk away, because he's going to cheat on you again. But when you have something very concrete that's valuable to you that you're going to lose, and you're putting it in writing, so it's a legal document, that you at least have a shot. Bimbo, boat, boat, bimbo. So at least there's a shot that he will not cheat on you. Maybe for the wrong reasons, but nevertheless he won't cheat on you. So from that I evolved those three things. That if somebody can't tell you why they did it, they're going to do it again. Because they are not self-aware, they are not aware of the warning signs, and there can be any one of a number of reasons of, you know, I was upset at work, or I'm facing a big birthday, or I was dealing with impotence, or you make more money than I do, or any one of a number of reasons. They're not good reasons, but they're reasons, they're explanations, at least for why I behave this way. Unless that person can tell you And it's not only men that cheat. Women cheat. Women under 40 cheat at about the same rate that men do, which I find alarming and disconcerting, that there are better ways of coming a long way, baby, than cheating at the same rate that guys do. Anyway, that so he or she has to be able to tell you why it happened. And if they can't tell you how it's never going to happen again, because people get lonely, people get upset, people get tempted. There's always somebody cute wandering around who is available. And if they can't tell you what's going to be in place in their own head, in their own heart, in their own system, then they're not taking this seriously. They're not taking you and their commitment seriously because they've already broken that vow once. And the hard time is the first time, not after that. So the point being, why it happened. And say, well, I don't know. Say, all right, you have 24 hours to figure it out and get back to me. How it will never happen again. There has to be something in place that says that I can resist the temptation because of this. You know, this is what's going to happen. And what's in it for me is thinking in a very concrete way what the cost of infidelity will be. And so the anger is kind of, I mean, that women tend to mask their anger as hurt. I can't believe you did this to me. I've been such a good wife. I'm such a good listener. Men tend to coat their hurt and anger of, oh, you know, you're so stupid, or I'm so stupid, or I can't. When they're really feeling is, oh my goodness, I thought you loved me. So both men and women would probably have healthier lives, not to mention sex lives and relationships, if both of us could identify what we were feeling a little bit more carefully, a little bit more accurately. Because if you think about it, when someone's hurt, when we're feeling hurt, what we really want is a hug, right? When we're angry, we want to fight. So if you're confusing those two, you're going to get hugged when you want to fight, which feels claustrophobic, and you're going to have a fight when you're feeling vulnerable, which feels incredibly dangerous. So tell your friend who's angry that he needs to deal with his specifics a bit more and ask, first of all, why it happened, and saying, well, you weren't attentive enough. Well, look, people aren't always attentive. They have other things to do. How is she going to assure him it will never happen again, and what's in it for him? He also has to decide if this is something he can get past. And we know historically that women are much more forgiving of men's infidelity than men are of women, which is just, again, it's neither here nor there. It's just one of the things to take into consideration. But if you feel that you can never get past it, you might as well walk away. Because if there's nothing that person can do to make you feel okay about them and the relationship and yourself, you don't need to torture each other. All right? You can send them to the website today, or to the podcast. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Mary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a question about children being kind of, I guess, like they don't care about anything. My daughter is married for a second marriage, has a stepdaughter in college and a stepson in high school. We've known the kids since they were very young for the last 10 years. Every occasion for Halloween, Easter, Christmas, Valentine's Day, anything, we always remember them with a small gift, Christmas a little bit more generous. And it might seem insignificant, but they never say thank you.
And I don't think that's, I think that's rude. I think you're right.
Okay, well, I asked my daughter, she said, well, they weren't brought up that way. Now, my grandchildren always thank her mother-in-law. You know, they call her by her name, Grandma, and thank you. And I don't want the kids to call me Grandma. It doesn't matter. But they could call me something. They have never, in all these years, addressed me. They just say hi or hey. And the... Boy,
all right, wait a minute. Let me stop you for just a second. So these are your daughter's stepchildren.
Right.
Okay, and the ages at this moment are what again?
The boy's in 12th grade, so I guess he's about 17, and the girl's about 20.
Okay. And they've never... Well, I mean, why is she allowed to kind of walk away from this, given... I mean, I think your daughter saying that's how they weren't brought up is inappropriate, but she's clearly not going to do anything about it, so...
No, she's not.
How far away from the kids do you live?
Oh, I see. The girl is away at school, so, like, I saw her at Christmas, and I gave her the gift. You know, she just smiled, and, you know, but she sat at my home, and... You know, I mean, and the boy, I see him like at least twice a week because I drop my granddaughters off at home, and he'll pull in with his car to go in to the house. He doesn't live there, but he stops there often. And he'll walk right past the car, doesn't wave, doesn't acknowledge me at all. And now for Christmas, you know, I gave him a gift again, nothing. And his birthday is this week, and my husband said, you have to do the right thing. I said, I'm tired of giving those kids any. They don't
know
by name.
All right. Let's deal with this one at a time. First of all, I would not deal with your daughter about it because clearly she's not going to help. So, but these children are not babies. They are essential,
right.
You know, sort of at least mini adults. So I would call up the 17-year-old, the senior, and say, here's the deal. You got a birthday coming up, and I thought two things. I thought maybe the two of us could, you know, I could take you out for lunch, and we could go shopping at the iTunes store or something, at the Apple store, and maybe get you something that you would like. And we could negotiate what kind of name you'd like for me, because I know you have a grandmother, so maybe you could call me Mary or whatever.
Right.
And he will say one of several things. He will either say, gee, that's great, or I'm kind of busy. Or can I get back to you? Any of which is fine, because you were then off the hook. You have not shunned him. You have not forgotten his birthday. You have not given him a lecture. What you said is, you got a birthday coming up. I thought, you know, that you don't even have to talk about a sister, are to the age where it might be really fun. So let's pick a date, get your calendar out where I can take you out and we can go shopping together for something you like and work out a name that you can call me. Okay, that's number one, check. So which means you don't have to do anything more than that. And if he says, well, I'm really busy, say, well, look, get back to me when you can. It can be around your birthday. It's a birthday celebration, but whenever you, and let it go. If he calls you back, fine. If he doesn't call you back, and should he sort of get sulky about it, you can just, I'd look very wide-eyed and innocent and say, look, I called him. I wanted to take him out for lunch and go shopping and work out a name that he can call me so he feels comfortable with it. And let it go. All right, now comes to the
it's not going to happen, I know, because I
well,
know.
Mary, you have nothing to lose by trying, and going into it with a negative attitude doesn't buy you anything. The point is, it gets you off the hook. So when Christmas comes, you can do the same approach. You can be cheerful and stupid and say, listen, kids, you know, as you guys get older, rather than buying you things that you may or may not want, I thought we'd go shopping together. And if they do it, fine. If they don't do it, they're not going to be this age. Certainly an 18-year-old and a 20-year-old are not the world's nicest human beings. And I think your daughter has really, her approach is inappropriate, that it's perfectly okay to say, look, my mom is kind of an old-fashioned kind of gift giver, and if you expect her to give you stuff, then you know, saying thank you. And whether you like it or not, when anybody gives you anything, you say thank you. And that certainly can be a role of a friend as well as a stepmother. And granted, the role of a step-parent is not the world's easiest job anyway. But still, I don't think you have to continue to essentially feed their bad manners. And I would do the same thing with the girl of whenever her birthday is, of saying, when you're back from school, let me know, and I'd love to take you out, and we can figure out. I know you guys have never kind of figured out a name, and as you get older, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you can call me Mary. You can call me, if you have a nickname. You know, it's funny, whenever I talk about nicknames, my father-in-law, my ex-father-in-law, who's no longer with us, not to mention I'm not married to his son anymore, was a very forbidding man. And his name was Charles. And I could not, he did not want, so I never knew what to call him. And clearly, so I just started calling him Joe. And he said, that's not my name. And I said, I know, but I can't really, and I mean, I sort of feel intimidated. I can't call you Charles. I can't call you Mr. or Dr. somebody, so I'll just call you Joe. And that worked really well. So as far as I'm concerned, you can make up a name. You can be, it can be your childhood name. It can be a nickname. It can be your middle name. Or it can be Joe, as far as I'm concerned. Joe will work for either men or women. But the point is that you have a grandparent, even a step-parent, or maybe especially a grandparent, has got a really important role in a kid's upbringing, because you're one generation removed, and manners do count. Manners are important. And more than that, you don't have to continue to be a martyr, because martyrdom looks really great on vellum. It is not a lifestyle choice that makes anybody happy. I think your daughter has really dropped the ball here, but, you know, she's not going to pick the ball up, so there's no sense sort of dealing with that. But you can deal with each of these kids, and as long as it doesn't seem to them that you're lecturing them or criticizing them, all you're saying is, hey, guys, you know, here's the new plan, and this is what I'm thinking about doing, and give me a call. And it's up to them. And if they may not pick it up, which means you're still off the hook, or if they do pick it up at some point, then that's fine. I mean, kids aren't going to be 17 or 18 forever.
Right. And as he walks past the car and doesn't acknowledge me, I could just scream now. I mean,
No, you don't have to scream. All you have to do, all you have to say is, hi there. You know, Joe here.
Window down.
Sure. Say yeah. Okay. Stupid and cheerful.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay, I'm
gonna try. Yeah, you're being sullen. Sullen is really easy to ignore. Stupid and cheerful, impossible.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
All right.
I'll
stupid
try
and
that.
Cheerful.
Thanks
it really
lot.
Does. What, you're very welcome. All right.
Okay. I'm gonna try it.
Good. Let me know how it works. Yeah, it will. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Couple things. First of all, New York is battening down the hatches, expecting apparently the mayor's office has banned operating on the roads as of 11 o'clock. I don't know. Whenever they say it's going to be awful, it never is. Whenever they say, you know, a light sprinkling, that's when you're in real trouble. So I don't know. You know, every time they – I've told the story before of being on the air and when I first started in Boston, and someone knocked on my door because I used to have to give the weather because it was only a local show. And I said there was going to be a light dusting, and there was like 6 inches, and someone knocked on my front door and said, look at the dusting. And I said, it wasn't me, it was them. And I realized I was them. So I started giving an alternate forecast. And apparently the governor's office has said they're closing the LIRR and Metro North at 11 p.m. So the city's going to be shut down.
Wow.
Yeah. The last time this happened, I had to ski into work. Actually, the last time it happened was Sandy.
Yeah.
They made me evacuate, which and be on the air. I mean, evacuation, if you can go someplace, is probably not a bad idea. Evacuation, if you have to be on the air, is not as much fun as it sounds. I had no heat, water, electricity for 30 days.
Wow.
I carried a shower cap around, hoping I would run into somebody who would let me take a shower at their place. That's pathetic. Hi, can I come and shower with you? People would avoid me for some unbeknownst reason. The other thing, what do I have here, a minute and a half?
We're coming up on the break right now here. In just a
all right,
seconds,
I'll tell you what. You know, I'll do this when I come back, because I do. So listen, if you live in New York, you get a snow day tomorrow. Right? So enjoy, stay safe, and make sure that I suppose that you have enough provisions. I'm sure there's no bread or milk left in all the stores, but at least you don't have to worry about duct tape. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So depending on which part of the country you're in, you know, every once in a while, New York is really the snow belt, especially in the last couple of years where people that notoriously get serious snow weren't getting any, and New York just got clobbered a couple of times. So I guess weather change is part of our new vernacular. Speaking of vernacular, I just found out that a really lovely man who's been in broadcasting forever died over the weekend. His name is Joe Franklin, and he was in radio before he was on television, and then he came back to radio. And it was my privilege. I've known Joe for years, and he's one of those, the last of the truly charming gentlemen. He was 88. I saw him probably a month or so ago at the theater. And he was getting a little fragile. But he is one of those people who always has something nice to say about anybody. And he's known a lot of the big deal people in the theater. He used to he's interviewed Lucille Ball and Danny Thomas and Danny Kaye. And I mean, if you're 88 years old and you've been doing this for probably, if not 80 years, probably 70 years, he really knew everybody. And he actually owned a restaurant in New York. And he's really kind of one of those, the last of the breed of people who truly loved radio. As I said, he did television. In fact, I was doing his television show on the day that the first, not September 11th, but the first World Trade Center bombing in the parking lot. And they sent a car for me, and there were all these sirens and whatever. And we broke into the show halfway through to explain what was going on. So I was actually with him that day. But he is someone whom I know her name, but there's no particular reason to badmouth her. Actually, a woman comedian really broke his heart about maybe 10 years ago because she had a comics skit in which she said that he raped her, and it was supposed to be a joke, and he didn't get it. He didn't get the joke. He didn't get her kind of humor, and it really devastated him. It really hurt his feelings because he's one of the kind people who, you know, never had anything nasty to say about anybody, and the fact that somebody would make that kind of allegation, especially as a joke, was just truly upsetting to him. And I think it's one of those things that he never quite recovered from. But I guess my point in remembering Joe is just that kindness has become less and less of a valued virtue these days. And I think that it is truly one of the things that makes our lives worth living. It's a difference. I think we were talking earlier about cyberbullying and ways of preventing it. And I think that kindness goes an awful long way, not only to the people being bullied, but more appropriately or more importantly and equally effectively to the bully, that that we really can be gentle with one another. We really can be kind. We really can look for the good. We really can find the thing that makes somebody interesting and unique. You hear me all the time talk about the fact that I think as human beings, one of the mistakes that we make is that we tend to think that our assets are things that everybody has and that our liabilities are unique to us. And it's almost invariably the opposite, that the things that that we do well are quite often unique to us through heredity or practice or skill or interest or luck. And the things that that we are ashamed of, uncomfortable about, are quite often things that everybody shares in common. And we're not aware of that because we do feel some sense of at least discomfort, if not shame, about them. But the problem about shame is it leaves you in the place that you are. It makes you stuck. So, Joe, you will definitely be missed. Your gentle presence. And he, one of the silly things that Joe did, he had a lovely sense of humor, but it was a very gentle sense of humor. It was never at anybody's expense. And whenever he would see you, he would say, "You know, you look so young. You look fantastic." And which may have meant his eyesight was going as well. But he would grab your hand and he would lean down to kiss your hand, but he would turn your hand so it was underneath and his hand on the top, so he always kissed his own hand. That was Joe Franklin's version of humor. So he was a lovely man, and the world will be a little less gentle because of his demise. And but I will miss him, and I will miss seeing him at the theater, and I will miss his sweetness. And he was always saying, "Let's have lunch. Call me. Let's have lunch." So I think it was a little easier. I actually went to his restaurant once, which he doesn't have any longer. But it was, and Joe is the ultimate host. I'm not sure that anybody, I think tourists may have paid, but I don't think anybody else ever paid. Maybe that's why his restaurant isn't there anymore. So Joe, rest in peace. And we forgot to mention, Manny, that today was Happy National Spouse Day.
That's right, yeah.
So I'm not sure, is there such a thing as a, or could it be National Happy Spouse Day is probably more appropriate. Right. I don't, what would a national spouse be?
Yeah, that's interesting.
A president's wife, I suppose, or husband. I think it's probably National Happy Spouse Day. But if we can find somebody like that, that would be great.
Shouldn't every day be a National Spouse Day for people who are...
Or a Happy Spouse Day,
I mean, because you want to be happy every day with your spouse, you know?
Well, exactly, and figure out how to do that. And, I think at some point that that you can decide when you wake up in the morning, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And if you want to stay, figure out how to make yourself and everybody around you happy. And if you want to go, you call your divorce lawyer. But there's no sense in torturing one another. I know. There's all sorts of intricacies like custody and visitation and in-laws and money and stuff, but still. There you go. The big story. On the northeast, the big story is the snowstorm. The big story on the southeast is that apparently scientists have figured out a new mosquito. Certainly something that warms the cockles of my heart. Not because they've now got a genetically engineered mosquito that supposedly will eat nasty mosquitoes. I don't know if it'll actually eat them. It will somehow destroy them, maybe by mating with them or something. It's a little unclear. But the question is, are they going to bite me? Because the other ones certainly do. But they're saying that they may be able to wipe out some of the diseases that are mosquito-borne, like dengue fever and, I guess, malaria and stuff like that. But people are understandably concerned. Oh, good, a new brand of mosquito. That's what I was really hoping for because, you know, the other ones are they're just not enough. So there we go.
And mosquito bites are never fun. I mean,
we actually have had programs where people would call up and tell me how to deal with mosquito bites, and I spent a long time looking for vinegar. It turns out it's hard to find vinegar, believe it or not.
Really?
They said if you put vinegar on mosquito bites, it doesn't work at all. But you do smell like a salad, so that can't be all bad. All right. 855-99, Dr. Joy. If you're in New York, stay warm. If Joe Franklin, God bless. And if you're a mosquito, move away from me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.